It's 6:45. Good morning. I'm Anthony Moreno with KRWG News. The city of Las Cruces says it has received $250,000 in state funds. The state grant aims to help offset costs for providing relief services to migrants and asylum seekers who have been brought to Las Cruces by the U.S. Border Patrol in recent months. The Las Cruces City Council allocated $575,000 in city funds to pay for relief services for asylum seekers. City officials say that since April 12th, approximately 8,200 asylum seekers have been brought to Las Cruces. On the Tuesday Health Watch, about 25% of admissions at pediatric hospitals result from rare genetic and metabolic diseases difficult to diagnose and treat effectively. Researchers at UT Southwestern Medical Center have developed a new screening approach that can diagnose children faster. Dr. Ralph DeBaradinas of the Children's Research Institute at UT Southwestern talked with KERA's Sam Baker.
These genetic diseases basically fall into two classes. A class where a mutation in a gene affects the way the body develops. Congenital heart defects would be an example of that. And then diseases that affect metabolism, called inborn errors of metabolism, IEM. Yeah.
Why are these diseases hard to diagnose?
Their symptoms are often somewhat nonspecific. The most common symptoms would be learning disabilities, problems with the way the child grows. On top of that would be problems with the way the body controls its glucose level. So some of these patients will become hypoglycemic, mm-hmm. or their blood will suddenly become more acidotic than it should be. But because metabolism is so complicated, it's difficult for a doctor, even an expert, to look at a child with one of these diseases and immediately know what gene is mutated.
So what kind of screening process is used now?
So every baby in Texas is tested for about 30 different conditions, many of them genetic metabolic diseases, because they're treatable. They're picked up usually within the first week of life, and by implementing the treatment before the child becomes symptomatic with the disease, the outcomes are much better. But for the rest of the diseases for which we don't have an effective treatment yet, or for which there's not a test that can be implemented in a newborn pre-symptomatic baby, the disease has to be picked up by the doctor after the child becomes sick.
And those are much more harder to treat.
Often because there's already been some damage to the brain, to the liver, or to one of the other organs. And because if you don't have one of the diseases that's picked up on the newborn screen, the diagnostic voyage that you have to take to pinpoint the problem can be quite long. It can take years in some cases.
The longer you have to look, the more danger this presents to the patient?
Right. And in some cases, the technologies that would allow you to measure many, many different metabolites simultaneously don't currently exist in the clinical laboratories. The machines are there, but the technologies to do these advanced tests are not quite there yet. And so what we've been doing is, on a research basis, performing a test called metabolomics, which characterizes hundreds or 1,000 chemical compounds in the blood. And that allows us to get a much more detailed, granular view so we can more easily identify the chemical compounds that are very different in the children with the disease.
How does that work?
We take a couple drops of blood, spin out the cells in the blood to get what's called the plasma. And then we do a very brief chemical extraction procedure on the plasma to pull out the chemical compounds of interest in our case. And then we inject it into a machine that's called a mass spectrometer. And what this machine does is very accurately measure the weight of every chemical compound they can detect in the blood. We get a list of usually 5,000 chemical features, and from that we can derive roughly 1,000 unique chemical compounds.
How big of a game changer is this?
What we've been doing in clinical genetics now for a few years is what's called whole exome sequencing. And in a patient in whom we think there is a genetic disease, rather than looking at one or two genes for the mutation, we can look at thousands of genes all at once. But it can be hard to identify the sequence difference or the mutation that's actually causing the disease. Metabolomics gives you a second dimension of the analysis, right? Now I have the chemical makeup of the blood, and I have all of the genetic differences between my patient and the rest of the population, and we can integrate those pieces of information to try to identify the mutations that are causing the chemical change that is causing the disease.
If we're talking genetic disorders or diseases, does this bode well for family members?
Most of the diseases that we see in the inborn errors clinic, the mother and the father are both carriers. That is, most of these diseases show up in the child when both copies of the gene contain a sequence difference or a mutation, one of which is inherited from mom and one of which is inherited from dad. But you only see the disease if both genes are damaged. And so mom and dad will appear healthy and then have a sick child. One of the real benefits of pinpointing the gene is that then you can go out in the extended family and figure out who else is carrying the mutation in that gene. And then this is very useful for risk counseling.
Dr. DeBerardinis, thank you for being with me.
It was my great pleasure. Thank you.